Members of the Muslim community, faith leaders, and legislators came together outside Legislative Hall in Dover, Delaware, to show solidarity for the Muslim American community. Details from WHYY Zoe Reed.
I will build this world from love. Ya la la, ya la la, ya la la la.
Rally signs, American flags, and red hijabs stood out against a cloudy afternoon in Delaware as more than 200 men, women, and children held hands, sang, and cheered. Usman Sandu of United Muslim Americans of Delaware says his organization held the event to spread love and unity.
What it did, it brought the good and the worst of America out with this political environment. And what we see here is what's good in America, is the love, the Jewish, the Christians, the Muslims, all Americans. You cannot say you're a Muslim or an American. We're both. We're doctors, we're policemen, we're veterans, we're builders. We're just as American as anything else. We are the fabric of America.
Alongside legislators, imams, rabbis, and pastors, Delaware Governor John Carney spoke.
We are here to stand in solidarity with our Muslim American brothers and sisters and neighbors who bring so much to our state.
Earlier this month, two Republican senators were criticized for walking out of Senate chambers when two invited imams were asked to recite a portion of the Quran. At the rally, Aisha Akil says she was dismayed when she heard about that, and she hopes events like this one will help change perceptions.
I'm hoping that it'll spurn some education, that it'll start to dispel some of the myths, that it'll open people's eyes and allow people to understand that, hey, maybe what we're hearing is not true, that maybe they won't be so afraid of meeting and being around Muslims and can start to build a more, you know, inclusive environment. What we need. There's one God. There's only one God. All the hate and the rhetoric around it, it shouldn't be like this.
From the Delaware desk, I'm Zoe Reed, WHYY News.